Leslie with Martin Besser.
All right, so something really exciting is coming up. I think it's third year, if I'm correct, that we're doing this. It's just a fantastic networking event. Been there before, and you really take in incredible stories of other people's successes and failures. I think that's the one thing that stands out about this event. And I'm talking about the Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast. You've heard about it before, a room full of people in business, various kinds of businesses, small businesses, bigger businesses, businesses that just started up, businesses that have been going for a while. Trust me on one thing. You do leave there learning something. You do take some things away that you can apply to your business, some incredibly good stories shared by our speakers, as I said, also about their successes. But for me, the things that stand out would be also from their failures.
Yes.
What they've learned from that, how they pick themselves up, move forward, especially if your business also just started. And the speaker list this year, once again, absolutely incredible. Talking here about Ocean Basket CEO Grace Harding, can talk about leadership skills, mistakes, lessons learned. Graham Codrington, we had him on the show.
He
calls himself a futurist. If you want to know all things AI and technology and just trends and new technologies, this guy, he really is.
He really is.
Remember that morning?
Yeah, no, it was fascinating talking to him. He's got his finger on the pulse.
Amokgethi Bakeng, a businesswoman and former VC of UCT, which is a talk the importance of education and preparation for the working environment. Lots to share there. And then also this year, for the very first time, as far as I know, on this panel, if you like, is Patrick Lambie. Pat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Martin. I'm well, thanks, and yourself?
Good, thank you. Thanks for joining us out of KZN this morning. Is it looking good that side?
Yeah, thanks very much for having me on your show. All is good down here, thanks.
I'm going to resist talking about the Sharks.
That's fine with me.
But then again, the Bulls not doing so lacquer in the Curry Cup either. So we're not going to talk any domestic rugby at all.
I think we should.
No domestic rugby.
No domestic rugby. Why do you think we should?
I think we should. Patricio, it's been too many years.
How's it going?
So good, my brother. It really has been too long. I'm so proud of everything you've done since your retirement. He was part of that Sharks coaching squad for a little while. Pat, weren't you helping the kickers out in the back line play for a little bit?
That's right. I had a little stint as a consultant there, which I really enjoyed whilst Sean Everett was still the head coach.
And then what did your parents pull you into, like, the family line of business after that, and you couldn't say no?
No. We kind of, the consultancy role sort of faded away a little bit. It was very hard to build any momentum. I was only going in once or twice a month towards the end of it to help with the goal setters. And I guess family life and business life then got a whole lot busier. And so I'm focusing on that at the moment.
So when it comes to speaking to, and I remember Jean also focused on this, what you guys really can talk to is that transition, right? And I think it's relatable to everyone. At some point in your life, you're going to transition from one thing to another. And that is to how to embrace it, because it must come with a lot of fear. What's next? What now? Am I going to cope not being in that role anymore, doing that kind of stuff? Was the transition from being a professional rugby player going into a business, I suppose, full-time and family man, was that hard for you?
It was. It certainly wasn't very easy. I think I was fortunate in that I had an opportunity in a career which was property development that I had a whole lot of interest in. I had planned on entering into that career, and luckily I had a company who offered me initially a job shadowing role, and then that turned into a full-time position. And I'm still with that same company now, 6 years later. So that's made the transition a little bit easier. But certainly not the same story for everyone who is finishing a sporting career and entering the working world. A lot of guys don't necessarily find that career path or that job that they want to hold long term, and so they jump around for a few years or bounce around trying to work out exactly what it is they want to do with their time and with their next career. I feel very lucky that I've you know, landed on the right one so far, it seems. And I feel like I've found my feet now. This is a fast learning curve, but all is well.
Yeah, I think the one thing that a lot of guys you mentioned don't have the opportunity to do is find something that they're interested in, because you didn't also get to end your career on your own terms. It was forced on you. Do you reckon that you'd already started thinking about the future whilst you were playing? And how important is that for especially young rugby players or young sports people?
I think it's hugely important when you've got the chance whilst you are still a player, not relying on another form of income. And ask many people will hold a conversation with you or open their door for you to networking or some job shadowing or work experience. It's great, important. I was lucky to do some work experience for the Collins Group when I was still a player, and they were the first group that I phoned when my career was ended prematurely. And like I said, thankfully they welcomed me with open arms and created a role for me initially. One that I've grown into now. I was also fortunate. I got really good advice leaving school, obviously wanting to pursue a career in sport. My folks said that's absolutely fine, but so long as you do get a degree behind your name. And so for the first 3 or 4 years while I was playing for the Sharks, I did a degree, and I topped that up with a few diplomas and short courses along the way over my 9 or 10 year career. And so I did feel like I had something to fall back to, and I guess a degree or a diploma or a few online short courses are things that all just shows that you are capable and that you have applied your mind or can apply your mind in something. And I think that would obviously help players transition a little bit easier or potentially land a role in a new job after playing.
Well, you never know. You could become a doctor, Rassie. Education is important.
You joke about that. Maybe there is something about the Sharks we shouldn't laugh at. Huh? Is that Patrick was doing some job shadowing while he was playing. Tendai Mtawarira was working for Val Bartman at Fidelity at the time whilst playing. Yanni Du Plessis was going off and being a doctor after matches on a Saturday evening. John Smith also after business matches, you know, starting getting involved. So just because you're a rugby player doesn't mean you should only be a rugby player. And I love that about what you guys do in Durbs.
Patrick, I'm so glad that you're part of the lineup. We're going to import you for this amazing event so we can hear more about this, and I'm sure that you've got a lot to share in terms of sport, business, and of course just the balancing act. So I think the one thing that you guys on tour had to learn very, very quickly. So thank you very much for agreeing to be part of our Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast. We'll see you on the 1st of October.
Thanks, Martin. Really looking forward to having me on your show this morning, and thanks for the invite to the Mancosa Jacaranda.
Thank you, Patrick.
Thanks, Pat.
Bye-bye. Pat Lambie, there's a name that you know and like. I mean, what a legend.
Yeah.
Great Springbok. Did great service for the Sharks as well. And he's here on the 1st of October. That's the date for this year's Mancosa Jacaranda FM Business Breakfast. As I said, I love the spread of speakers as well. Really touching on so many different kinds of industries. From Ocean Basket to UCT, property developments, the whole spectrum is there. So if you want to be part of our morning and you want to enjoy all the speakers, all their stories, all their advice, like a breakfast, rubbing shoulders with other people in breakfast, you got to get in. Fastest fingers first. It's only 600 Rand a seat. All right, so 5,500 Rand for a table of 10. There you score. You can book now at jacarandafm.com.
You're with your morning family. Breakfast with Martin Besser.